AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in San Bernardino, California, say the couple who killed 14 people at a banquet yesterday had more than 1,600 bullets with them when they were gunned down in their SUV. Police Chief Jared Bergwan says there were also devices.
It was three pipe bombs that were attached together, somehow attached to this remote control car, and it was designed that the remote control device would somehow trigger or set that device off. We don't know if they attempted to do that and it failed or what the story is.
Investigators say Saeed Farooq's wife had a Pakistani passport and came to the U.S. on a fiancé visa. At the White House, President Obama acknowledges not a lot is known yet about what happened. Here's the AP's Jerry Bolander.
The president says the mass shooting in San Bernardino could be terrorism-related or it could be workplace-related. He says investigators just don't know right now. He also told reporters that Americans have to, quote, search ourselves as a society to find a way to make it tougher for people to get access to weapons.
In Baltimore, in the trial of police officer William Porter, the jury got a tour of the police transport van where Freddie Gray suffered a spinal injury that killed him. Prosecutors say Porter is partially responsible for Gray's death because he didn't buckle the man in a seatbelt in the back of the van. New House Speaker Paul Ryan says Republicans will offer specific ideas to improve the country.
We owe it to the country to offer a bold pro-growth agenda, and that is what we are going to do.
Ryan says the agenda will include a replacement of President Obama's health care law and an attempt to overhaul the tax code. House leaders have announced bipartisan legislation to tighten rules for a program that allows citizens from 38 countries to travel to the U.S. without a visa. Wall Street stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down 250 points. This is AP Radio News. The investigation into soccer corruption keeps widening. Five current and former members of FIFA's ruling executive committee are among 16 additional men indicted on corruption charges. This is Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
Two generations of soccer officials conspired to solicit and to receive well over $200 million U.S. dollars, often through an alliance with sports marketing executives who sought to obtain lucrative contracts and shut out competitors through the systematic payment of bribes and kickbacks.
The action came just before FIFA's executive committee met to approve reform measures. Facebook is testing a new option, live video. Users will be able to shoot video on smartphones and they can be seen in real time. Some Facebook users are already testing this live video service. Twitter introduced its live video application, Periscope, earlier this year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.